Donald Trump's recent threat of military intervention in Nigeria has brought significant international attention to the nation's complex issues. His statements, made on Truth Social, cited the mass slaughter of Christians, prompting a directive for the Department of War to prepare for possible action. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth echoed this sentiment, stating the U.S. would act if the Nigerian government failed to protect Christians. These statements have been met with confusion and alarm in Nigeria, with some officials dismissing them as a negotiating tactic. Trump's stance has also been criticized for potentially complicating U.S.-Africa relations and setting a precedent for military intervention based on religious freedom concerns. However, the reality in Nigeria is far more complex than a simple religious conflict driven by multiple factors. These include the Boko Haram insurgency, farmer-herder conflicts, and widespread banditry, affecting both Christians and Muslims. Boko Haram, a jihadist group, has been responsible for numerous attacks since 2009, resulting in tens of thousands of deaths and millions displaced. Farmer-herder conflicts, particularly in the Middle Belt, are driven by disputes over land and resources, exacerbated by climate change and desertification. These conflicts often pit predominantly Muslim Fulani herders against predominantly Christian farmers, leading to cycles of retaliatory violence. Banditry, prevalent in the Northwest, involves large-scale violence including kidnapping, massacre, and cattle rustling, further destabilizing the region. The roots of these conflicts are deeply embedded in Nigeria's history, stemming from British colonial rule in 1914. The amalgamation of northern and southern Nigeria exacerbated existing ethnic, cultural, and religious differences, leading to events like the Biafran War. The human cost of these conflicts is devastating, with thousands killed, hundreds of thousands displaced, and widespread food insecurity. The violence has taken on ethnic, regional, and religious dimensions, further polarizing the country and hindering progress. Given this multifaceted nature, a comprehensive solution requires addressing root causes, promoting good governance, and fostering interreligious dialogue.